Hi, I'm Dr. Will Horton, and today I want to talk about what is NLP. What is NLP? Because a lot of people wonder, and even some of the people in the field of NLP don't really understand what NLP is. Of course, it stands for neuro-linguistic programming. Some people call it neuro-linguistic psychology. And basically, it uses how your brain actually processes information to help the person maybe make a change or just improve your communication. Because NLP, the neurology and the linguistics affects what we would call the programming. We all operate on programs. Basically, a program is nothing more than a neurological habit. We all have habits that we live by. You do not have to think about them. Once certain things happen, it kicks in the whole habit routine, which is basically you have a cue, then you go into the routine, which is what you might call the habit or the program, and then you probably get some kind of reward, and it just keeps going on and on. Well, once you learn a habit, once you learn a routine, it kind of stays in your neurology until you change it. And one of the interesting things that NLP began to separate from the psychological community is in the psychological community, to me, there's some misinformation thinking that insight will change the person. I don't believe that. You know, insight, you could spend years getting insight into why I do what I do, you know, what led me to become dysfunctional, like, or whatever it is, an alcoholic, abusive, whatever it is. The insight may give me the insight to it, but it doesn't help me change. It's kind of like too much following the medical model where we can describe exactly in detail what's wrong. But do they tell you how to get things right? One of the things that was fascinating when they began to study it is what made it different was when they started to look at, let's say, something like a phobia, rather than describe a phobia, break it down, do this, do that. It's like, well, let's find people that used to have a severe phobia. What did they do to get better? And is there a technique hidden in there? Are there steps where, you know, if we find three or four people that overcame a phobia, what's going on in their head so they got rid of the fear of spiders or snakes or heights or airplanes, whatever it was, as opposed to the people that keep them? Unfortunately, many people spend too much time trying to figure out all the details of why they are what they are rather than, well, okay, you are what you are. Here's some steps to show you how to get rid of that in your mind. Because your mind doesn't know the difference between a real or a vividly imagined event. And if we use the neurology and using the language, which is how you process things in your mind, you'll begin to alter the programming. So that's basically what NLP is. Now, within that, there's a whole variance of how people teach NLP, what people call NLP, and it reminds me of the martial arts. And I use the martial arts as my training analogy. And the reason I use my martial arts as the training analogy is the martial arts are vastly misunderstood. Why? Oh, because somebody saw a Bruce Lee movie or a Chuck Norris movie. So they think that's what martial arts is. And of course, we know that it's not. But it seems good. And it's the same with something like NLP or within that like hypnosis. Because people misunderstand what they think it is. It's not what it really is. And so some people are able to cash in on that and put in all kinds of things that have nothing to do with what NLP would traditionally be, and market it differently. And a lot of this is all about the marketing. They change the name slightly, which I kind of do. I call mine neural restructuring techniques. But, you know, and that's for the marketing purposes. It's not about the art. And so since I've studied the martial arts and since I like the martial arts, when I started teaching NLP, I said, well, when you use the martial arts analogy, the basics are the basics of the basics, you know, in your style. So whether it's Shotokan or Shorinryu or even Taekwondo, the basics are the basics. So if our style is NLP, what are the absolute basics of NLP? Not what people want to add, but what are the basics? You see in the martial arts world, not everybody's adding jiu-jitsu and ground fighting to like traditional Japanese karate. It doesn't work. I'm not saying jiu-jitsu doesn't work. I'm just saying let's learn the basics of our basic style. And so what we did at NFNLP is we kept to the basics. And in our basic level, yes, we've tweaked it. We've modified it because based on new science, new information, new research, we've added things and we've done some different things. So what I want you to think about is NLP is about the structure of how you do things. And once we understand that, we can help make you improve your life in many different ways, whether it's in communication, just being a better communicator. That's what NLP does. It'll give you the techniques to help people change. First and foremost, I will stress, NLP is not a tool to go in your toolbox of therapy. If you've been told that or you think that, that is vastly, vastly wrong. It's not even on the reservation. NLP is not a tool. It is the toolbox. It's about communication. It's how your mind works. So if you learn NLP, and let's say you like doing regression therapy, that's fine. You can do that because NLP will just make you a better communicator and it'll make you a better person with regression. If you're doing past lives, same thing. If you're doing cognitive behavioral therapy, same thing. It's not like a little tool you could pull out like, now I'll do NLP. No, it's once you understand the basics, it kind of morphs into everything because it's about communication. So what is NLP? Well, it's the subjective study of human experience and how to alter it. You know, it's the study of human excellence. If you want to do something well, figure people that have done it and then do what they do. If I know you want to be a better speaker, if I go find people that maybe, and this is the key, they weren't naturally good speakers, but they learned how to become a good speaker. And then we go back and we break down the steps. How did they learn to become a good speaker? We can teach you those steps and you can become a better speaker. You may not be the next Tony Robbins or Les Brown, but you can be a much better speaker because we can model what they did to get to where they're at, right? And that's what the NLP is all about, is making you a better person. So NLP can help you alter your reality by making you much better at what you do. Now, I have to stress, as you're doing this, you want to make sure you get a teacher or and an organization that stays in the basics of NLP. It doesn't stray from it too much and start teaching things that have basically nothing to do with NLP. I mean, you have all these other co-arts, EFT, other, you know, regression hypnosis. Great. That's not in the framework, especially at the basic level of NLP. So that is NLP. What is NLP? It is the subjective study of human experience and how to alter it. And it's also the study of human excellence and breaking those chunks down so we can help people get better. Once you do that, it makes you a much, much better communicator. So I'm Dr. Will Horton, founder of the National Federation of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, the one that tries to make NLP fun, fast, effective, and user-friendly. In fact, we're starting to call it Cowboy NLP because we give you the basics with no fluff and no over theory. You know, I mean, you can spend years in theory and it's not applicable. As they say, you know, what works in theory may not work in practice. So have some fun with this. We'll see you as we trudge the road to happy destiny.